First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Speaking with Jace Burton today. Jace, fresh off a Millward Simpson Award announcement last weekend. Jace, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, of course.
Well, first off, Jace, let's talk to you about this Millward Simpson Award. Obviously, it's something you have to apply for, and it's more than athletics. Kind of talk to us about this process.
Yeah, so even to become a finalist for the award, you have to first win your district. So we're part of the Southwest District, so me and I think it was Cambry Johnson were the representatives for Star Valley. And that award is called Southwest District Student Athlete. And so, yeah, just like you said, half the award is your academics and what you do outside of your sport. But then, you know, you got to be the top of the school to, you know, represent as the athlete portion of it. And then once you do make it to the finalist, then you know, the committee and everyone looks at everything you do, you know, academics, athletics, community service, all the good things.
Well, and we've talked a lot about your hard work and the distance running and things like that, and we'll come back to that. But yeah, some of the other things that you've done, you're a student body officer, you've done a lot, you have great academics, you do a lot of stuff extracurricular wise. You performed at the concert towards the end of the year. You do a lot of other things. Kind of talk to us about some of the other stuff besides the athletics.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all stems from how much I love Star Valley and how much I love Star Valley High School. And so I went into high school thinking, man, I just got to do everything because it's so much fun. And surely I did that. So, yeah, I was in syncopation. So, you know, I was in Casper running at state track. And then, you know, that Monday after that Saturday, I was on the stage, you know, singing and dancing. And then, you know, of course, I've always loved student council and getting to be really, you know, in the know of the school and helping with things. So, you know, I've been in student council for 6 years. Yeah, if you count middle school, it was 6 years that I spent, you know, just getting things ready and, yeah, leading the school in a way.
Well,
yeah.
No, please go ahead. Don't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just trying to think if there was anything else I did, but I think those were the main things I did in high school.
Well, looking at this award, you actually, your coach, Ty Draney, accepted this award on your behalf because you were competing at a national event. You were in Philadelphia. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the picture of him standing next to the other recipient is pretty funny because it's just, you know, it's Coach Draney. You've got to love him. But yeah, I was off in Philadelphia running, and I was sad that I missed the award and that whole day. But it was definitely a big opportunity for me, and it was a fun trip to go on with my family back east.
If nothing, just for the Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
We did eat some of those, yeah.
Well, tell us about what event you ran and what the event was. This was the New Balance Nationals, correct?
Yeah, New Balance Nationals outdoor. So I went to the indoor meet in Boston in like March, I think. And so this one is in Philadelphia in June. And so I went down Thursday or something like that, and then Friday I ran the 2 mile, and then late Saturday night I ran the 2K steeple, and I took 7th in both. So definitely a good opportunity and fun to race against really good people and also try something new in the steeplechase that, you know, we don't get a lot of here.
I'm always amazed that there seems to be a tradition of good steeplechase in Star Valley, Wyoming, because Wyoming does not recognize this as a sport. And so you guys kind of got to make do. I know Coach Draney, he's made his own big wood hurdle for you guys to practice on in the past. And you hit some events down at Weber and at BYU, things like that. Did you like the steeple? Is that in your future as you head to BYU after your mission?
Yeah, I loved it, and I think it's definitely something I'll continue with, and I think there's no place better for me to continue with it than at BYU, as they just had James Corrigan win the national title in the steeple. So there's definitely, yeah, lots of exciting things in my future with steeple, but you're totally right. We don't see a lot of it here, but, I mean, Shane Henderson holds the state record even for the steeple, and then Peter raced at nationals, you know, with James Corrigan. So we've definitely had a lot of people who are good at steeple for somewhere that, you know, can't, you know, we don't have a water pit, so we can hardly do it, but.
Well, I know when they put in the track years ago, Coach Draney stumped for that, but I think he was outvoted on that by the powers that be. But he did try. Speaking of Peter Visser, Peter was the first one to win the Millward Simpson Award from Star Valley, first one ever. You're the second. How cool is it for basically the distance runners to be kind of carrying that torch?
Oh yeah, I think it's awesome, and I think it speaks loads to our program. And you know, even though me and Peter are the only ones who have won it, just the number of kids that have been, you know, Southwest district athlete and, you know, a finalist for the Millward, I think it's just, yeah, it's huge for the program, and it's really cool to, you know, win an award like that, because there are some really incredible athletes in Wyoming. And, you know, to think, man, you know, the committee thought I was better at my sport than other people were at their sport is pretty cool.
Well, Jace, for those who have been under a rock and haven't listened to you be on our show before in the past, you're the reigning 4A state champ. The team won the third straight title. You're the Gatorade Cross Country Runner of the Year, multiple state championships in both indoor and outdoor, all state accolades, and you're heading to BYU to run distance. But before that, you're going to serve an LDS mission in Peru. Talk to us about that and when you're heading out.
Yeah, so I'll be leaving August 11th, and I'll be headed down to just outside of Lima, Peru. So my mission is really cool because it goes from the outskirts of the city at about 500 feet of elevation all the way up into the mountains, where it'll be like 11,000 feet of elevation.
Oh, wow.
So I'll definitely, on the off chance that I do get to run, I'll definitely have some hills and have some altitude. That'll be really sick. And then it'll be back to Provo. So.
And are those the Andes? Am I correct? Is that the mountain range?
I believe so, yeah. Machu Picchu is just across a couple mountains from where I'll be.
And so obviously you're no stranger to mountain training, but even a bit more of them down there. What's interesting about that is we just had a classmate of yours, Smith McClure, talking about his Shrine Bowl experience last week. He's going to Lima, Peru as well. Any chance you guys are going to cross paths?
You know, we're going to be about 5 to 10 miles away from each other is the closest we'll get.
Which is not very far for you, Jace. You can cover that distance pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'll just run it. I'll run into the city and back real quick. But, you know, I don't really know how it works. But, I mean, I hope to see him. I'll see him in the training center in Provo. But
I just think it'll be interesting to have top runner, top football player maybe teaming up out there in Peru. I think that would be kind of neat. Well, Jace, kind of talk to us as we kind of start wrapping things up. Kind of talk to us about your career at Star Valley High School. You said you kind of made the decision early on you wanted to be involved in a lot of different things and really kind of squeeze a lot of experiences out of your high school experience. Talk to us about that and maybe what you would tell people listening to this that maybe maybe they're coming in as incoming freshmen.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, like I said, I went into high school just thinking I got to take every opportunity I get because, you know, you get one high school, and I think I had the best high school experience, and that stemmed from my time doing the musicals. I spent 2 years doing the school plays. I spent 2 years on the soccer team. But then I really did find my success in running when I decided to actually drop out of soccer and do outdoor track. Even though I'm more of a cross-country guy, I decided that, man, I could be really good at this, and I really do want to run in college and pursue this long-term-wise. And so I did indoor track. I quit soccer. I did outdoor track, and from there, it was my just consistency and diligence in the summers of miles upon miles, you know, most of them all by myself. But I mean, I just love to run, and even if I didn't have the the facility of high school, I would still be running, and I'd still be loving it. And so I think that's really where it came from. So for other people, it just really was my belief in myself, and I bet on myself, and I knew what I wanted, and I went and got it. And I think there's so much to say that it's hard to make it concise, but I just love to run, and I always wanted to see how far I could push my body and see what I could do. So
it's kind of like the Dr. Seuss book for you recent graduates, How Far I'll Go. Sounds like you have a lot of places that you'll be going, including Peru and Provo in the near future. Jace, thank you so much for your time, and good luck to you in your next chapter, your next endeavors. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.